In this lesson, we're going to learn how to ask for permission using the dictionary form of a plain verb plus
ことができますか?
Now,
ことができる
and its corresponding formal form
ことができます.
できる becomes できます. Are phrases used to express ability, possibility, or permission. These phrases are equivalent to can or be able to in English. Now, できる is a class 2 verb that means can or be able to.Koto is a nominalizer, which basically turns something into a noun. This attaches to the verb's dictionary form and changes that verb into a noun. Now, we're going to explain this with some examples, so don't be intimidated by that explanation. Naomi-sensei, for instance,
払う
is the verb for to pay.
And 払うこと
means paying or to pay.
払うことができる
literally means,Paying is possible. So it means it's possible to pay.
Right. カードで払うことができますか?
Is it possible to pay by credit card?
カードで
By credit card.
払うこと
Paying.
が
Subject marker.
できます
Possible.
か
Question marking particle. So, is it possible to pay by credit card? And of course, in spoken English or in spoken Japanese, it'd be kind of...More like, can I?
Yeah, can I pay by credit card?
Now, please note that ことができる is flexible like the English can, in that it can be used to talk about both one's ability and to ask for permission. Now, can we have a sample sentence from the dialogue?
クーポンを使うことができますか?
Can I use a coupon? This sentence is asking if it's possible to use a coupon. Let's break it down.
クーポンを使うこと。
The act of using a coupon is
が
Subject marking particle
できます
Can
か
Question marking particle Is using a coupon possible? Or can I use a coupon? Now, also in the dialogue we have
予約をすることはできますか?
Can I make a reservation?
予約をすること
The act of making a reservation
は
Topic marking particle
できますか?
Can I?So, can I make a reservation? Is making a reservation possible? Or is it possible to make a reservation?
This such and such ことができます sentence pattern is often used to talk about rules, just like English. 例えば, for example,
Naomi-sensei, 動物園で写真を撮ることはできますか? Can I take pictures at the zoo?
もちろんできます。Of course you can. でも、フラッシュを使うことはできません。
So, of course you can, but you cannot use a flash. Now, of course, this is talking about permission. With a camera, with a flash, you can obviously take a picture with a flash, but this is talking about permission. You can't do it. It's interesting, and this is kind of like one of those grammatical rules that have been bent. I saw a movie recently, and the stewardess came over and said, can I get you something to drink?
Mm-hmm.
And the customer responded, yes, you can. Of course, if you want to take it literally, if you want to be very literal about it, and if you want to be a stickler to the grammar, yes, you're technically right. But this is, again, flexible. You can talk about ability and permission.
ああ、いい例ですね。日本語も英語もそれは一緒かもしれないですね。
そうですね。